Is Christian Science pantheistic? Christian Science refutes pantheism, finds spirit neither in matter nor in the modes of mortal mind. It shows that matter and mortal mind have neither origin nor existence in the eternal mind. Thinking otherwise is what estranges mortals from divine life and love. God is all in all. He is spirit, and in nothing is he unlike himself. Nothing that worketh or maketh a lie is to be found in the divine consciousness. For God to know is to be. That is, what he knows must truly and eternally exist. If he knows matter, and matter can exist in mind, then mortality and discord must be eternal. He is mind, and whatever he knows is made manifest and must be truth. If God knows evil, even as a false claim, this knowledge would manifest evil in him and proceeding from him. Christian Science shows that matter, evil, sin, sickness, and death are but negations of spirit, truth, and life, which are positives that cannot be gainsaid. The subjective states of evil, called mortal mind or matter, are negatives, destitute of time and space, for there is none beside God or spirit and the idea of spirit. This infinite logic is the infinite light, uncomprehended, yet forever giving forth more light, because it has no darkness to emit. Mortals do not understand the all, hence their inference of some other existence beside God and his true likeness, of something unlike him. He who is all understands all. He can have no knowledge or inference but his own consciousness, and can take in no more than all. The mists of matter, sin, sickness, and death disappear in proportion as mortals approach spirit, which is the reality of being. It is not enough to say that matter is the substratum of evil and that its highest attenuation is mortal mind, for there is, strictly speaking, no mortal mind. Mind is immortal. Death is the consequent of an antecedent false assumption of the realness of something unreal, material and mortal. If God knows the antecedent, he must produce its consequences. From this logic, there is no escape. Matter or evil is the absence of spirit or good. Their nothingness is thus proven, for God is good, ever-present, and all. In him we live and move and have our being. Consequently, it is impossible for the true man, who is a spiritual and individual being, created in the eternal science of being, to be conscious of aught but good. God's image and likeness can never be less than a good man, and for man to be more than God's likeness is impossible. Man is the climax of creation, and God is not without an ever-present witness, testifying of himself. Matter, or any mode of mortal mind, is neither part nor parcel of divine consciousness and God's verity. In science, there is no fallen state of being, for therein is no inverted image of God, no escape from the focal radiation of the infinite. Hence, the unreality of error, and the truth of the scripture, that there is none beside him. If mortals could grasp these two words, all and nothing, this mystery of a God who has no knowledge of sin would disappear, and the eternal, infinite harmony would be fathomed. If God could know a false claim, false knowledge would be a part of his consciousness. Then evil would be as real as good, sickness as real as health, death as real as life, and sickness, sin, and death would be as eternal as God.